Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the last week of the show, but before we get started, I just want to invite everybody to check us out on our blog, and also we are on Twitter at Diva of Dole, and on Facebook at Diva Days, and you'll also find us on iTunes and on Google. And with me tonight is Causey Hooch, Anna. Hi, Anna.
Hello. And Happy New Year.
Yeah. Yeah, happy. I was going to say Happy New Year to all our listeners. We were off last weekend for Christmas, so I says, can you believe it? We're already almost 3 days into the new year.
Already. No.
3 days has gone by. It's just like, I keep thinking, before you know it, we'll be sitting, when we get ready for New Year's 2017, because that's how fast this past year's gone. It's been a crazy year. But
yes.
Yes.
Well, and a shout out to Bob and Amy Hapka.
Yeah.
Happy New Year to them. They're at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka on Twitter.
Yeah. And I follow them around on Facebook, so they're always up to something going on.
Mm-hmm.
And, Happy New Year to Diva Dole Carey. She's working tonight and something's going on.
Yeah, she's something going on.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And Happy New Year to all our friends and listeners and dual fans. Let's see. And people can also follow at Lauren Coslow.
Hello.
Kate,
yes.
And at Teo Penglis, who plays Andre and or Tim.
Yes.
Demira.
Yes.
There were some touching scenes with him, with Andre and Stefano this week.
I don't have to talk about that. That was interesting. In fact, he's right now in Cuba, but I think he's on his way home, if not home by now. So he's in Cuba for the last 2 weeks.
In real life.
Yes. No storms or anything, though. He didn't get caught
good.
In any tornadoes this same time. It's like,
oh, good.
Nice on Aaron. I guess hopefully he's getting inspired for his third book that he's going to write. So he likes to go down. That's where he likes to go to get inspired, because that's where he got inspired for Seducing. So hopefully, back and I guess we'll start, because I guess they've been on hiatus too, right? The whole days have been shut down. So we'll probably start up next week.
They had a couple weeks off.
So Andre's still up to no good with Chad. He's wanting him to go after Belle, and he's warning him that he, better follow through, and just been really nasty to Chad.
There was a scene. Did you notice where Andre is sitting and Chad is standing, and I saw a little bit of their real life relationship seeping through. It was kind of funny. The look in Andre's eyes looked a little bit like when Teo and Billy were playing and stuff. I don't know. There was something about it that kind of caught my eye. I thought,
ever since that we've seen them in person, as themselves play off each other, it's kind of like when you watch them on screen, you kind of keep thinking to yourself, is that Chad and Andre or is that Teo and Billy?
Exactly.
Which one leaves off? Yeah, because I don't know. Teo has already called him an upstart and a pisser. So it's like, Billy. Teo's called him, so it's like there's always something going on. But you don't know that. You have to watch. And that could very well be. Well, there was the one I saw him, Andre, when he was warning Chad, grabbed him by the face.
Yes.
And I remember them in the interview were saying about Billy would always tell him, don't touch me. or whatever. There must have been one scene.
I was afraid he was going to kiss him. I was afraid he was going to kiss him like the Godfather, you know, like this.
Yeah, that's what it looked like, how he grabbed around the neck, how like that's what they do, you know, like, and then they grab your... So I don't know. I don't know if that was in the script or if that was just, you know.
I'll tell you, though, I mean, Andre is getting a little lame if Marlena and Abigail have already figured out what he did.
I kind of teased about that a while ago on there to Theo on Twitter about Andre.
Slacking off a little bit.
Yeah, I kind of got a little like, you know, he wasn't too pleased that I
Oh, hey, it's not the truth. I bet he wasn't happy about that.
Oh, no, because when I pointed it out, you know, I had to point it out to him. Yeah, well, no.
Of course.
Yeah.
You like busting his balls.
Oh, yes, all the time. Hey, he gives it right back to me most of the time.
Of course.
Some kind of smart-ass comment, yeah.
Hopefully with a spanking.
Oh, yeah. So, but that's not, you know, like we said before, that's not punishment, so whatever.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So, yeah, and then there was also, we saw a little tender side to Andre, too, you know, all his nastiness with Stefano.
With his father?
Father. Because Stefano kind of is feeling defeated and is like, he's saying, oh, maybe we've lost and I'm ready to give up. And
that was a really sad,
that was a really sad touch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I really was, I got teary-eyed because it was like, I kind of felt like it was a little bit of real life in there too, you know? I don't know, it just kind of like, But I saw something in Andre's eyes that just, it really humanized him in that moment. Oh, that was a really important moment there.
Oh, yeah, and
you
even by not saying much, just his expression, the way he played it.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So, and I think as time goes on, there's going to be different situations. I think we're going to be feeling more for Andre, you know, than we are now. So, yeah, some interesting things.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
We'll try not to remember all the shenanigans Andre in a former life used to inflict upon the innocence of Salem.
This time he's not quite as crazy.
Yes, I love it that he's gray and that he's more readable this time. I mean,
he's doing it with a little bit of humor.
He's been showing his little softer side with Stefano.
But now the only thing is kind of this was still a little hokey was that whole brainwashing thing with Chad and the whole.
Yeah.
Now, I think we've been there,
La Familia.
He always brings that up. Okay. Yeah. For the family. Yeah. So,
yeah, that's the key thing, that must be the word.
Right.
That must be the phrase for the hypnosis thing.
But Chad is kind of fighting that because he's still seeing Abby everywhere. The thoughts of Abby still coming into his. Well, especially when him and Belle almost got together and did the nasty there, you know. But Abigail interrupted them. I mean, Belle's a little whore, but anyway.
She's not very readable right now.
No, not right now. Right now, from Phil, you know, of course, Philip's trying to get after her again, and
Philip still needs a haircut.
Yeah, but he kind of, I don't know if I like this Philip. I still like J. Kenneth Johnson, but he kind
of course
resembles that Philip.
Yeah,
he always had the long hair too.
I will agree that there are times
the
when I'm like, whoa, that's really similar. Yeah,
really they're very similar.
I mean, nobody will ever be JKJ, and we just kind of have to accept that he's not on the show anymore.
In appearance, I'm not sure acting-wise.
And I'm willing to, you know what I think it is, though, too, is that,
the hair.
You know, Philip, while he worked for Titan and all that, still it was mostly about all the stuff he was getting into behind the scenes with his love life and everything, relationships. And, of course, this Philip's come in. And they're writing him right now to be like this, I want to please my dad, and, you know, I want to kick butt. And, you know, I mean, he's already, like, taking you know, tightened by storm, whereas Brady was phoning it in the whole time, literally, you know. Mm-hmm. And so he's acting like he really is, like, 24/7, you know. And that's fine, but that's a different – but they're writing him a little bit differently right now than they did before he left last time.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, because Philip was too busy bed-hopping with Stephanie and Melanie and all these other things to do any work.
Yeah,
you know?
Okay, because I was trying to remember
so
what it
really
was like when he left.
I mean, he's been involved in Titan before, and, I mean, I'm sure he was a hard worker, blah, 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 but right now they're really writing Philip to be not very rootable and mostly just like he stood Belle up. She shows up like, thanks for inviting me to, you know, out to the, you know, to the Basic Black, you know, show, you know, fashion show, you know, and then standing me up, you know, because he got busy on the phone and on the internet with his work. So you can tell, I mean, but he definitely still has a thing for Belle, for sure. And I think she does, too.
Oh, yeah.
You see how she was checking him out? She was still mm-hmm. checking him out.
Oh, yeah. And from what I understand, Sean, well, she got the divorce papers, and Sean filed for
mm-hmm.
divorce. But Sean is coming back. Brandon Beamer is going to be
right.
coming back.
Probably,
I don't know if there's going
to
be a little triangle.
Probably about the time he gets with one of these people, he'll come back and then
right.
decide if he wants her back or something.
Yeah, so she finally decides to take Chad up on his offer and goes back to the hotel or his place with him. And then Abby, in the meantime, the baby had been sick, of course. You know, you knew
mm-hmm.
the baby was going to get sick, so they had to do blood work on Abigail, and they did a whole blood work up on her and on Ben, and that's when they came and told her that Ben could not be the father. And Jennifer's, like,
yet.
Looking at her like, what?
What?
Yes, Mom, I slept with Chad. It's more or less like what she said. Just, yeah, I did.
Like,
I slept with Chad. I cheated on Ben. I slept with Chad.
Did she tell her that, or did they end it? Did
yeah,
they
no,
end it
yeah,
that
she
way?
More or less told her that. She said, yes, I cheated on Ben with Chad.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, she told Jennifer that, because Jennifer, like, what?
Oh, my gosh.
And then she just, because Jennifer was with her when the doctor told her, you
oh
know.
And it's a little Abigail has
yeah.
certainly changed a lot.
Yeah, another Demira. She slept with another Demira,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
I don't know. And the magical seed, the Demira magical seed.
But then, of course, Abigail's all happy about it, because now, you know, now it's Chad's, and now she has to go tell Chad, and so she walked in on them together. So.
Oh, so Belle actually did go back to the hotel with Chad?
Oh, yeah. Well, they were laying on the bed, getting ready to, I mean, she had his shirt off, he was doing her dress, and he was laying on top of her. Yeah, and Belle was at the door, you know, Abigail.
Okay.
Pounding on the door, Chad, it's emergency. I have to speak with you. So,
oh my gosh.
So she saw them together.
So this is going to be awkward. So this week's going to be pretty interesting then, coming up.
Oh, yeah.
With them figuring out that Chad's the father. And, you know, I remember that girl at Day of Days, that little 6-year-old girl that when they were at the Q&A, and she gets on the microphone and she goes,
yeah.
Is Chad really Abby's baby daddy or whatever? It was cute.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is Chad really the baby's father or something?
The baby's father, yeah.
Yeah, something like So. Yeah.
But it kind of, something's going on, because he's remembering, like, he had a flashback to when he, you know, broke up with her, and when she dropped her earring or whatever on the floor and he found
right.
it. He started having these flashbacks. So it's almost like, his love for her, he's fighting it internally.
He's fighting it.
Or he's fighting the
whatever.
Memories or something. And it's like something, it's not going as smoothly for Andre as Andre would like, is basically the way it seems, you know, in terms of.
Right.
His,
and I'm wondering,
you know,
what Andre's going to think and Stefano when they find out that the baby is Chad.
Oh, is it Demira?
Because now they have pulled
That's
on the Demira.
That's
going to
change the dynamic because.
Yes.
Yeah.
They find that out.
Then they're going to be
now
wanting that baby.
Right. So now they
and
might
then
maybe
the
they're
key.
Not going to care.
Yeah.
He goes back to Abby. But they still want to find
mm-hmm.
Sammy, because they want to find the money. So, but yeah, that's the whole idea.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, come on, Andre. Well, I'm thinking to myself, come on, Andre, you can find a better way than like then.
Okay, well, what happened to the whole?
Go find her yourself.
Okay, so I missed some of days where, okay, like Stefano originally was pushing Chad toward Abigail because
right. She
was going to inherit this property in Ireland.
Yeah,
that kind was going to turn out to be very okay. I was wondering, did that go anywhere?
That has not. No, it's kind of like that.
Did that get dropped with the new writers? Or is that one of those deals that got dropped with the new writers?
I don't know. Or the new writers dropped it themselves. You know, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know who
okay.
that was. Yeah, if they decided and they went in. Because nothing's really been
Because that was
said
like
that.
July. Yeah, because that was like
yeah.
July when he reveals why he was wanting Abigail.
Because there's money
their,
right there. So, you know, they lost all that money.
Yeah.
So there's money in this land or whatever that Stefano wanted
right,
to get. So
right,
I don't know
right.
why that was all suddenly dropped.
I know. Isn't that weird? I hate it when they do that, when they do plot-driven
yeah.
stuff and then they
and
drop
it's kind
it.
Of confusing. And then the whole thing about, like, who captured Bo. I guess it was, well, we know Stefano was trying to keep them apart, but I don't really think it's Stefano that actually was doing all the torturing and going after all the, you know, the,
yeah,
for
the
theorem.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Ava has something. They think it's the Demiris. See, Rafe now got all these telephone calls and hoping, and they kind of think it's the Demiris.
So I'm thinking Hope's going to go after the Demiris.
But I don't think it's
going to
be
that. Now, you mentioned Ava. Now, is she faking leukemia? Is that right? Or does she really have leukemia?
No, she's faking it. She had they took her blood in the hospital, but she had something underneath her skin.
Okay.
Some kind of thing that made it test that she had leukemia. Now, that was a little far-fetched.
So she's got this whole thing going on.
That's, like, we don't know. What is she up to? Something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's telling Steve and Kayla that she's sorry. She just wants to make amends because she's dying. She has Joey, you know, in on this. And here's another thing. Now Joey has this crush on her. And he's fallen all over her like, I'm there. Oh, please, don't let this be another Eve and JJ.
Oh, jeez. Yeah,
thing.
No.
But I think I'm thinking it's all one-sided with Joey having a, you know, this puppy love with Ava. Because she's not really going there quite yet.
Yeah,
she's using it
to her advantage.
Yeah. Right. But I don't know what her angle is by trying to get, I don't know.
Does she really want Steve back again, or is that the deal?
That's what I mean. I don't know, because she's pushing them together, because now Steve and Kayla, they are the cutest things. I just love
them.
They
are. I love the writing for them.
I just love them two together. They're just as good as they were back in the day.
They're better. They're even better. I just love
better.
Her.
As a mature couple. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And they got engaged. He gave her, you know, and she said yes, and they kind of made the announcement at the fashion show. It was so funny. He didn't want to go to the fashion show. He wanted to stay home and watch the football game.
Yeah.
And then she gave in and sat there, but then he came back out later.
She got into it. And she got into it. And he decided now.
She got into the football game. And she didn't want to. Yeah. And then he was ready to go.
She goes, he's about to get it down. And he's like, way to go, baby. You're picking this stuff up.
Yeah.
That was so cute. Now, you and I both know we could be easily offended since we're both football fans, but I thought that was cute because not everybody follows the game, so it was cute that she was like that. And that she really kind of got into it. It was really cute. So, anyway.
Yeah, she was trying. Yeah.
Yeah, she was trying to. Sorry.
Me too. It's okay.
I know.
We're both late nights.
We're both in the yawner mode already. Okay, Finn runs into Ava, invites her to the fashion show. And I guess that's where Joey sees her with somebody and gets jealous.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, she texts Joey and says, are your parents going to be at the fashion show?
Oh, boy.
So Yeah, so he texts, I guess, Steph, and at first she turned Finn down, and then she texts Joey. And then when she found out Steve and Kayla were going to be there, that's when
she wanted
decided to go
uh-huh.
there. So, yeah, I don't know what her angle is with him, so I don't know. But they all had the whole fashion show with Basic Black had the launch with Teresa's Designs, and that was a whole big story with Kate, Nicole, and Teresa. And the arguing, Kate didn't think she was ready.
Because Kate was being mean to her, which I hate the way they're writing Kate with that.
Yeah,
but Kate
making
was being
her really bitchy.
Mean, making her, I mean, Teresa's working around the clock. Of course, they're trying to make it so that they're bending over backwards to make Teresa rootable. And, you know, like, you know, they're making
Kate
pile it on.
Even Nicole,
which
too.
Kind of
Nicole's,
annoys me.
You know,
and
Nicole was, like, backing Teresa. You know, and saying and trying
and of course
to help
Anne
her.
Anne is too, you know.
And Anne is being real nice. Oh, she's crying on Anne. Anne's being real nice to her, and she's crying on Anne's shoulder, and Anne's trying to help her. And
that was cute.
Yeah.
She was really
coming down on Teresa, and but I guess it all came together, and Teresa had her, you know, design, and I guess Gabby and Paul. Were the main, you know, they're supposed to be the faces
mm-hmm.
now, Basic Black, the main model, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess it all went out off, and it was a hit. So,
good.
So I don't know, but there was one part where Brady was talking to Kate, and he was saying about, oh, it seemed like all of a sudden there was these seamstresses that were there, that were able to, you know, pull it off,
Nicole,
you know, and to help. That's what I thought too, and it's he was kind of, that's what I thought Nicole did too. So I don't know.
But then you think Brady said something.
Kate, did you have something to do with it? And she didn't really say anything or something.
Smile or anything? Or
no, not really. But maybe I just, you know, it's one of those. You know, sometimes I watch it. And I'm like not fully watching it. You know, but I don't know. They just made her. You know, so I just thought. Oh, is there some way they're going to
Oh, the other thing that was kind of sweet
behind
was
my
Brady.
Mind was maybe Kate was trying to help her maybe, but without letting anybody know, you know, but I don't know.
Okay, maybe
I don't know if that's the Kate. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Somebody else.
Well, and then also, Brady went over while Teresa was having such a bad day at Basic Black and, you know, he came over and hung out with her and everything and reassured her and he was like, I wouldn't let a woman I love get treated like that or whatever, you know, and stuff. So anyway, he was really standing up for her and really, like, being, you know, and he said something about, and she goes, you just said the woman you love, you know, or whatever, like, you know. And so it was like, well, they had this moment, and then they, you know, then it got all kind of romantic and all. But anyway, So Brady basically was telling Teresa that he loves her, which it's about darn time since you have, like, a kid together and everything. But anyway.
He more or less said that he loved her.
Anyway. So, I mean, that part of the story, I'm liking Brady and Teresa this time around. I'm not liking the whole everybody beating up on, you know, throwing Kate under the bus to get sympathy for Teresa. That annoys me. But the Brady and Teresa dynamic right now I'm enjoying. And tried to cheer up by watching a movie, and it turned out to be a movie that triggered some bad feelings for her, but he was trying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
And then Teresa then came back and more or less was telling Brady she got him a steel plaque that said had his name Brady Black Titan. You know, head of Titan, and he says, mm-hmm. "Why, you know, I quit Titan." And she's telling him, "Well, I want you to go back. You only quit because of me." And blah blah blah. And he's telling her no. He says, "But you know what?" He says, "I'll keep this because maybe someday I will go back."
Oh,
you know.
Yeah.
So, but he says, "When
well,
I do
that
that's
could
what,
mean, well, you know, Philip and Brady mm-hmm. will be
it's a foreshadow
head.
There." Yeah.
So
Brady probably sooner or later will be back.
Maybe that was Teresa's way of saying, you know, you're hot and all, but I don't really want you hanging around all day along at the house. No, I'm kidding. anyway. And then Nicole is, you know, being trying to be mature, you know, which is nice.
And Nicole, she has changed. They're kind of redeeming her. I mean, she's like team player, and she's not
looking great.
And
she's a team player, yeah.
Which means,
of course.
That girl is beautiful. I mean, she's so pretty.
And then, you know.
And
she wears
so well.
So
God.
Nicole's finally going to have her act together, and then you know what's going to happen. So,
they're going to pull it out from under her again.
Yeah,
it's
again.
Like Nicole, and when we talked to Ari, Nicole can never get her happy ending, ever.
I know.
She never gets her happy. Just when you think she's going to be happy with Daniel.
I mean, a lot of people in soap don't, but I mean, at least they do for a while, you know, and it seems like, I know. It's just
Nicole hasn't even, she's been happy with Daniel for a while, because they are happy, they haven't been together very much.
Uh-huh.
See?
Well,
Every time that they're happy.
Was Sean Christian filming a movie or something, too? Because he was off for quite a while, too.
That's why he was gone.
But you're right. I mean, that's why you don't always want your couple to be like perfectly happy, like everything's beautiful, Ozzy and Harriet world, you know, because that can only last a short amount of time if they're going to get any screen time at all. Otherwise, you know, they get backburnered, you know. So anyway. So who else? Oh, well, there was some Claire and Sierra.
Claire singing, was that?
I haven't seen her sing, but I know that her mom had, Adele had to tell her that her dad had filed for divorce. And
of course she's
Claire's kind
of
like, well, you can shuttle me back and forth between here and Maine until I'm 18, and then it's your problem. And then Hope. Hope and Rafe, you know, of course, they're investigating the murder of that, was it Malcolm guy, whatever his name is.
Right.
And of course,
Hope
all
was
the
arrested.
Others are pointing towards Hope. You know, mm-hmm. she was arrested. They released her, but
she's
still under suspicion. And then while she was there, she came up to the cop shop. She gave Rafe a gift that was symbolic of some experience they had had when they had been on a stakeout together. And then she had some gifts in the car, and it was very obvious. Lonnie and he were talking about their case.
Rafe knew what she was doing.
Of course,
he had.
And
yeah, he did.
Yeah,
he's not
and,
that. I mean, Rafe has gotten smarter.
Yeah.
So
He's a little smarter now. So he took his time to let her look through all the stuff and take pictures. And so I guess those phone numbers all, was Stefano's phone number on the list? Is that the deal? Is that what happened?
Well, the phone numbers were from people in Salem. Everything was originating in Salem, all the phone numbers. There was no names. But they just deducted, like, who in Salem would be doing this? You know, maybe this was somebody, right away. Damara, Stefano.
Yeah,
you know, that's where they're thinking now. It's Stefano.
That's the
default. I don't know how much he was involved, because wasn't it back in the day? He was the one that was what he got Aiden for, was to keep Hope, you know, for marrying Beau. That, and he was supposedly right. That's what we were led to believe, that he wanted to break them up, and he was the one that had Beau captured.
Now this whole thing is kind of weird.
Yeah, and was he behind? Maybe he is the one behind it. I don't know. Or what's Ava doing? Is Ava behind this too?
Ooh.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And I think Victor's trying to figure it out. You know.
Yeah.
So
Belle's on pretty much every day lately, right? I mean. She's been pretty involved, and then
Belle's been pretty involved.
So she's
kind of
in the center. Yeah, she's kind of in the center of things in a lot of ways.
She's
and then
taken over where Sammy is, since Queen's not on as much.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're using Belle as the Damara, you know.
I'm trying to think. At one point, Abigail goes to. Did we talk about this story? Abigail goes to Marlena. And says, hey, ever since you had that session, ever since you had that session with Chad, she says, I know for privacy reasons you can't really talk to me about it, but ever since you had that session where you hypnotized him because he said that's what you were going to do, he's been different. And then And, you know, Marlena is, and she said something about the Belle thing, and Marlena's like, well, I've been trying to tell Belle not to listen to Chad, you know. I guess that's when they put two and two together and said, well, wait a minute, you know, I guess when Abigail was asking about, she says, well, actually, somebody came up, Marlena says, somebody came up behind me and chloroformed me, and I passed out, and then, you know, did she know it was Andre at the time? I can't remember. Did she know who it was?
No, it was, but they kind of thought it might be Andre. You know
yeah,
what I mean? Cause
somehow
it,
or rather, they came. Somehow or rather, as they were talking, they said, well, wait a minute. Andre, if Andre did it, you know, and they were just kind of trying to put it together, but somehow they came to that conclusion pretty fast, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. And I'm trying to think how they did it, how they think it was, you know, that it could be Andre.
Yeah, I'm trying to think
because
now.
Elena did not see Andre. You know what I mean? Because
yeah, when she woke up,
out.
Her husband was there, right?
Yeah, and Chad was gone.
Yeah.
Because
anyway,
I think
don't know how. I can't remember how they.
Yeah.
So
Andre was mentioned. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, because she went back to the mansion then, and she says, "I know what you two are up to, Abigail." And
yeah, she busted. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and like Andre's looking at her like who, me? Not me. I'm in it. Why would I do anything like that? You know, like you're crazy. But yeah, but it's funny how like you know, it's just like Andre's like slipping on his game here. I don't know.
A little slacking a little bit.
yeah, I don't know. So, but I guess the big thing now for next week coming up and how it ended. Everybody's, you know, it's New Year's Eve, and Eric was drinking a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And
everybody
comes over, like Nicole comes over and talks to him, and Daniel was talking to him, and, you know, oh, I'll be all right. Well, then you see, Brady and Daniel in the car together. And I think Daniel had to go to the hospital or something. Well, anyway, Brady's driving him. And he says, oh, wait a minute. I forgot my gift from Teresa. I'm going to go back. So, really, they would have been away from the thing. Got to go back. And so, and as they turn around and are coming back, Eric's driving. And also Jennifer is there, too. Do you see Jennifer driving? And with Jennifer screaming, you know, Eric in the car drunk driving. He's, like, almost, like, sticking his head out the window. So there's a big car accident with all four of them, and I don't know. I've seen spoilers out there.
Well, yeah, and I was going to say,
they're basically saying Daniel died.
I think Carrie's going to be posting the interview that I did with, you know, when you had Peggy McKay and I had Greg, and Greg didn't tell me exactly what had happened, but I gathered from it that Eric was going to be going off the deep end somehow. And that I kind of put two and two together and figured out that he was probably the one that was going to be responsible. So yeah. I think we'll be posting that interview right around the time this all happens with Eric. And I think it'll kind of help make sense of what's going on a little bit. So
yeah. Well, it's
very
out
interesting.
There. Yeah. It's out there now that Daniel doesn't make it.
Yeah.
And Brady
yeah.
and Eric are very critically injured or something. And Brady, they both need it hard, or at least Brady. And Maggie has to make the decision about giving Daniel
organs. Oh, I didn't realize Brady was
to Brady or Eric.
I didn't realize.
Yeah, Brady was driving. Brady was driving, and Daniel was the passenger. And Eric was driving his own car, and Jennifer was driving her own car. So it must be like a three-car accident. And Jennifer gets hurt, but not that bad. But I guess Brady and Eric are seriously injured. And Maggie has to make a decision about giving Daniel's organs to either Eric or Brady. Or
oh, my gosh.
Like both of them need his heart or something.
Oh, gosh.
But then again, I heard that that Eric's not going to die. Everyone thought, well, Eric's going to die, too. But I heard
Eric's
he's
gonna
not going to die. No.
No, Eric's
he's
not
going to
die.
There.
Daniel's going to die, but Eric's
but,
not.
Boy, that's the whole dynamic, because there you've got, like, between John and Marlena, there you have – Marlena's son caused John's son to be, you know, almost die. And then there's Victor.
Maggie's
son, Victor's grandson. They're all, you know, they're all related, you know. Everybody knows everybody anyway, but
right.
So that'll be
And of course,
here's the thing,
Jennifer, they ended in love with Daniel.
Yes, and Eric and Brady. Yeah, she knows.
But you know, the thing is it's kind of a good cool PSA thing too, without being preachy, but it's like, you know, so many people
and
get
all
an accident.
Three, and Nicole has been in love with all three of them.
Yeah,
Daniel, Eric,
so
and Brady.
She's a triple hit.
Jennifer, just really
kind of, yeah. She kind of is friends with Brady. She was in love with Daniel, and she started to be friends with Eric too. They all know each other anyway, but I mean, like, they also were kind of friends and cozy a little bit for a little while. But anyway, so. High drama next week on Days of Our Lives. And we will also be tweeting out and posting. We should be having an interview with one of the Days cast this week. Don't have a date yet, but we'll get back with you guys on that. But should have something on that.
Get another interview coming up. And we'll have to try to work on some other ones, too, because I know there were some other ones
then,
up there
I know
that we're interested
in. We've got a few that we've got that we're working on, so we will be letting you guys know about all that. But I don't know. I'm trying to think for this week. Was there anything else? There was something where Eduardo.
Yep.
Kate was trying to text Eduardo, but it didn't. But like she edited the text or something, and something on Thursday
I didn't know them two were kind of getting friendly together.
Yeah.
You know, or they met each other and they were kind of like spending New Year's or whatever.
Yeah, those two were kind of.
Yeah.
They're hot. It'd be neat. You know, it was like. That'd be a nice combination someday. But.
Where they're going right now with it.
So I still have to catch up a little bit on the show, but anyway.
Then there's the whole storyline with Eduardo and John too about finding out about John's past.
Oh, yeah.
So they're kind of going there a little bit. I think more is going to be found out that way. So we have that.
You think
coming
what?
Up.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we'll find out some more about that. But it's all this tragedy and death and sadness that we had at ending the year. We're starting to get in the new year with the deaths and tragedy. So it's like, come on, Dave, we need some.
I know.
We
need some humor, man.
Yeah, we need some more humor. I mean, there's been a little bit of
comic relief here.
Yeah, somebody needs some
Andre needs to step it up. Come on, Andre
needs
to make us laugh a little bit.
We can make us laugh some more. Yeah, something. Yeah, I don't know.
I like the gray suit that Andre was wearing. Mm. He looked good, and there was something he was wearing this week was really.
I noticed he wore a black. He had a black vest or black suit with a white
when he
open
had a
shirt.
Gray
there.
Earlier in the week.
The gray earlier in the week.
Nice.
Oh, the gray suit. Yeah.
He looked nice in that too.
So yeah, Andre Stalin, man. He's
they haven't been doing too terribly bad on the wardrobe lately. I mean, I know Jennifer used to be a huge violator of.
Yeah,
clothing norms.
She had a pretty red dress on the other day. She had the red dress on the other day, and Nicole looked great in that outfit.
Well. Nicole did. Yeah.
Oh, she
and Kate always looks good. Kate always looks great.
Yeah, yeah, the white, grayish white. Yeah. I forget which fashion. Yeah, they were all dressed up for the fashion show. I'm not sure about Kayla's green dress though.
Kayla's green dress made her look too big.
I heard some talk about
Kayla's dress. That may be the one downfall there.
Yeah. Yes, it did not suit her. It did not look good on her. Pretty color, but I just didn't like it. Was too puffy, or it just didn't fit her right. It didn't flatter her at all.
But
Teresa's dress
Steve,
and the red.
Even Kayla are the bomb.
Oh, yeah. I like them anyway, so. I think we have a caller. I'm going to bring a caller on real quick before we wrap it up. Okay.
All right.
Let's see if she wants to talk. I think it's Angela from Hello, Angela?
Oh, cool. Hello?
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 Did you want to Angela?
Hello?
Maybe she's not there.
Maybe somebody's just listening. Is Jen in the chat room? Is she listening?
Yeah, she
Maybe she's
on.
Listening in.
I asked Jen if that was her.
Oh, okay.
Let me see. Wait, let me just see.
I thought Angela was that. Yeah, I can't
Hello?
Hear anything, but I just hear. No, I don't. It sounds like muffled something or other. It's muffled.
Yeah.
I can't hear any.
Hello?
Well, shoot. Hello?
All right.
Well, it says Angela. Sorry,
no.
Angela, we can't hear you.
Hello? Can you hear me now? Oh, can you hear me? Because I think I was going in to see if I could. She was just in there listening. Okay.
Oh, okay. I could hear you for a minute. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
they call back.
That,
you know, I kept saying I didn't hear anybody.
Whoever it was, hopefully
they
were able to hear and everything. But, yeah, I can't think of anything else that I was going to mention for this week. But next week looks like high drama, and also looks like we'll be having an interview, so we'll let you guys know. And I think that's about it on my end anyway.
Yeah. So, yeah, I can't think of anything else. I think we covered everything that happened this week.
Okay. Okie dokie. All right.
All right.
Well, next
okay.
week.
All right.
Until the interview,
Good
whichever
night.
One. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Uh-huh.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.